Good morning. I'm Matt Miller with this news update. A Superior Court judge has issued a final judgment in the lawsuit stemming from the 2010 U.S. Senate campaign in Alaska, bringing an end to the case. Judge Stephanie Joannides has accepted the terms of the agreement between former Republican candidate Joe Miller, the Fairbanks North Star Borough, and former borough mayor Jim Whitaker. The borough and Whitaker have agreed to jointly pay $5,000 to end the long-running and costly lawsuit. An Alaska-based federal judge has thrown out a lawsuit challenging President Barack Obama's qualifications to appear as a candidate on the November general election ballot. Gordon Warren Epperly of Juneau claims that Obama does not have the political right to hold federal office because he's of mixed race. Epperly filed an objection with the State Division of Elections in April and sued in state superior court in July. The case was moved to U.S. District Court, where Judge Timothy Burgess last month dismissed the suit with prejudice. That means it can never be brought up again. In the five-page dismissal order, Judge Burgess says the lawsuit is based on frivolous and implausible claims by Epperly. Burgess is a former Alaska-based U.S. attorney who was nominated to the bench by President George W. Bush in 2005. Congress is preparing a six-month funding bill to keep the government afloat until the end of March, avoiding any potential for a government shutdown before the November election. The House is expected to vote on a continuing resolution by the end of the week, and the Senate is likely to follow. House lawmakers included language blocking any money for Air Force relocations, and that could protect the F-16 squadron at Eielson Air Force Base near Fairbanks. Representative Don Young says it's a step in the right direction. Earlier this year, he included a provision in a defense authorization bill that would have required the Air Force conduct a realignment study, which would delay the move.
The only thing that bothers me a little bit is not quite as strong as my language was. It's only for a period of time, 6 months.
That means next year Congress could reopen the issue of relocating the planes from Eielson to Joint Base Elmendorf, Richardson, and Anchorage. But Senators Mark Begich and Lisa Murkowski insist they have the Pentagon's assurance the move will not happen. Begich says the language in the funding resolution reinforces that demand.
That language just codifies what we already have done, so it's echoing what we're doing already, which is they can't spend the money, they can't move forward.
It's unclear whether the Senate will pass the House version. If it passes an alternate version, then the two chambers will have to meld the bills, which is an unlikely option, with Congress taking time off in October to campaign for the election. The Federal Aviation Administration says the Kotzebue Airport is the recipient of a $15 million grant for a runway safety improvement project. The money will be spent to expand runway safety areas at both ends of the longer of two runways at Ralph Wien Memorial Airport in Kotzebue. And a jumbo cargo jet blew out most of its tires while making an emergency landing in Anchorage yesterday morning. The Boeing 747 jet was operating only on backup power when it landed early yesterday. Airport officials say the Southern Air jet was headed from the lower 48 to Asia when the plane's four main power generators just quit working. Weather forecast for the capital city calls for a heavy rain at least this morning, and then some cloudy skies and lighter rain later on this afternoon. Temperatures in the 40s and low 50s.